weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, then clearing. We'll see highs around 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows 59. And Sunday, chance of storms. Right now, it's 68.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Creighton University Rural Main Street Index increased to a weak level from May's feeble reading. That, according to a monthly survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region, depending on agriculture and or energy. June's reading represents the third straight month with recessionary economic conditions. The overall index for June climbed to 37.9, well below growth neutral of 50. But from May's 12.5 and April's low of 12.2. Farmland prices continue to slide, but at a slower pace, with the June reading of 46.8 up from May's 39.7. That is the 78th time in the last 79 months the index has been below growth neutral. And the June farm equipment sales index did increase just a little bit, but this is the 81st straight month the reading has remained below a growth neutral point of 50. Excess production capacity and reduced demand will force U.S. ethanol industry to transform its business model to create a more value and improve its operational efficiency. And consolidation within the industry will lead to larger, more financial stable companies with diversified ethanol co-product offerings by 2025. That word from a new report out from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division. The economic shock from COVID-19-led business shutdowns and stay-at-home restrictions unprecedented, causing significant ethanol demand destruction. The battering continued with crude oil and gasoline supply shock led by Saudi Arabia and Russia. And U.S. ethanol production dropped about 50% from mid-March to mid-April. At the beginning of 2020, the U.S. ethanol industry had 1 billion gallons of excess capacity, which was projected to rise to 3.9 billion by the end of 2020 before settling to 2.4 billion by the end of 2021. Strong export growth would help reduce excess nameplate capacity, but current projections do not support such an outcome. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, six people have died after a crash last evening on a highway in Lawrence. Two cars crashed head-on where U.S. Highway 40 flows into K-10 on the southern edge of Lawrence. Deputies on the scene said flames engulfed a Ford Fusion that was driving west that hit a GMC traveling east. Fire partially burned the GMC, and emergency crews transported the female driver and passenger to a local hospital with serious injuries. All six occupants in the Ford Fusion died in the crash. Governor Laura Kelly has signed an executive order this week that will help make renewing driver's licenses easier for people across the state. Executive Order 2046 offers temporary relief from age restrictions that prohibit applicants 50 years of age or older from applying to renew their driver's licenses online. Under the new order, all drivers under the age of 65 are permitted to use the online renewal system. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Authorities are investigating the death of a man after a fight. Police in Pratt said the officers and emergency medical crew found 57-year-old Frank Butch Sturgeon lying on the floor of a garage Wednesday. He had sustained a head trauma and was unconscious. He was rushed to the hospital where he later died. Police said preliminary investigation found that Sturgeon, who was from Pratt, fell during an altercation. Police will present their findings to prosecutors when the investigation has been completed. More than a century after the arrival of the railroads to the Flint Hills of Kansas, a large scout track expansion is tearing up a scenic stretch in the last remaining tall grass prairie left in the nation. The BNSF Railway is laying nearly 42 miles of track from Eleanor to El Dorado. The railroad says the work is occurring along its right-of-way and 19 parcels of its land that it's acquiring. Documents show the project involves 8 wetland fills, realignment of streams at 3 locations, and 7 new bridges. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, carry Nutrina and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Nebraska's governor has told local governments they will get no federal money meant to help fight the effects of the coronavirus pandemic if they require people to wear masks in public buildings. The Omaha World Herald reports the mandate from Republican Governor Pete Ricketts seems at odds with his usual message, encouraging people to wear masks to slow the spread of the virus. But his spokesman Taylor Gage says the governor does not believe that failure to wear a mask should be the basis for denying taxpayers services. Some $100 million has been allotted to Nebraska counties as part of the federal economic rescue law. The state of Nebraska saw a small uptick in new unemployment applications last week after several weeks of declining numbers from the all-time high caused by the coronavirus. The U.S. Department of Labor reports 4,918 people filed for jobless benefits during the week that ended on June 13th. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. On what would have been Frankfurt Summerfest weekend, since canceled due to COVID-19, Frankfurt and Centralia High Schools will instead feature graduation this Saturday. Scheduled 10 a.m. at football fields, activities will be moved inside of the gymnasiums in the case of rain. Frankfurt will graduate 14 and Centralia 24 seniors from the class of 2020. This weekend would also have marked the start of Homestead Days in Beatrice, which were suspended as well this year. The Marshall County Community Band has announced they will cancel the summer concert series. They're considering an alternative schedule later in the year if possible. It was announced recycling drop-off in Marysville will resume in July, the second Saturday each month, planned at Hedstrom Hall on North 20th Street, July 11th from 10 to 11 a.m. Citywide garage sales are planned in the Blue Rapids community this weekend. Summerfield will host their annual tractor pull Saturday, with registration beginning at 3:30. The pull starts at 5. No bleachers will be provided this year due to social distancing. Lawn chairs are recommended. Concessions will be available, and coolers may be brought in for $10 each. Admission $10 for adults, $5 for youth, with 5 and under free. The annual event is sanctioned by the N.K. Pullers. A drive-by farewell celebration for Pastor Dale and Angie Lewis is planned Saturday evening at the Marysville City Park from 6 to 7:30. Lewis is retiring as pastor of the United Methodist Church in Marysville.
Recently, Marshall County received a community block grant from the Department of Commerce. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Executive Director Ellen Barber talks about the grant.
This grant is really exciting that we were able to get it. There was fierce competition for it. Over 105 counties tried for it. And Marshall County was awarded $132,000. We basically were able to get in through the commissioners acting quickly, and then the partnership wrote it and got it in by the deadline. And so we were very excited to be part of the counties that made it in time.
So with this grant, who and what does it benefit?
Well, the grant is mostly to retain employees that have basically a low to moderate income. So any employer who has 51% of their employees that are low to moderate income, they are going to get that money so that they can continue to retain those employees. Anyone that meets that eligibility may apply for it, and then there's several things to go through. But once they fill that out and turn it back into the county, then we can screen those before we send them to the state.
And is there a deadline for people to do that?
Yes, there is. The county is going to be splitting up that $132,000, and so we need to know what pool of businesses can be eligible. If people will get those into us by July the 10th, then the commissioners will have a good idea how much money will go to what businesses.
Will it all be distributed evenly throughout the businesses?
Well, that's the challenge. Some businesses are going to be larger and they have more employees, so the commissioners are thinking about possibly giving more money to those larger companies, but the majority, from what I've seen, are businesses with 1 to 3 employees. So I'm sure that there will be a minimum that will be given, but as soon as we get that pool of businesses, we'll be able to see more just exactly how it should be split up fairly.
And how do businesses apply for this?
Well, they want to go to the Marshall County Partnership for Growth website, which is choosemarshallcountyks.com, and just click on that CDBG-CV banner. CV stands for COVID, and then it will take you to the different pages that you can read about it and then apply.
How does a business know if they're eligible for this?
Well, if they go to the website, there is an Excel sheet there where they can just click on it, and there they can see what the actual averages are for the income limit. So if their employee falls within 80% or lower than the average income limit, then they would know that employee would be eligible. So if they have 51% of their employees that would be eligible, then they are able to apply. So if anyone has any questions about the grant, it's important they go ahead and check, and they can just give me a call at 785-207-7598.
Ronald C. Jacobson, age 90, of Clay Center, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Monday, 10:30 at the Riverside Cemetery in Waterville. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 4 until 6, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ron Jacobson. Dwayne L. Krulik, age 65, of Haddam, passed away Wednesday at his home. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Dwayne Krulik.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas. KNDY is helping you kick off the weekend with Friday Night Live, brought to you by Identities, Enon's Automotive, your Napa Parts Store, The Strop-In Beatrice, and Galloway Wiggers and Brenniger. Friday Night Live, playing your requests from 6 to 9 on FM 95.5.
Sounds like my Friday night.
Friday Night Live, brought to you by Identities, Enon's Automotive, your Napa Parts Store, The Strop-In Beatrice, and Galloway Wiggers and Brenniger on FM 95.5.
It's going to be the best Friday of your lives.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this low pressure system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest with a cold front extending into the central parts of the Midwest, bringing ongoing showers and thunderstorms. This will continue to push off towards the east, which will bring, like I said, showers and thunderstorms for today into tonight across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. This cold front will actually become stationary during the overnight hours, stay in place, and pretty much bring prolonged period of showers and thunderstorms off and on all the way through the weekend. We have another system that will swing down from Canada, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head into the early parts of next week. So across the area, showers and thunderstorms, cloudy at mid-70s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, mid-60s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms at 80. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-June, 86. Recent record high, 94 in 2016. The average low, 64. Record low is 54 in 2004. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 5:58. Heavy rains on Thursday evening brought from 1.5 to 2.5 inches across much of the area. On the first round, we recorded 1.75 inches here at studios in Marysville with an additional 0.75 inch overnight.
Some dogs love having an ice cube to lick or chew on a warm day. Is there any harm? We investigate today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. That's 800-343-4379.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 19th, the 171st day of the year. Baseball legend Lou Gehrig was born on this day, and the lasagna-loving cat Garfield made his debut in newspaper syndication on this day in 1978. On a warm day, some dogs love having an ice cube to lick or chew on. Is it a good idea? The experts we consulted say that, in general, it's fine. Tooth chipping can be a hazard for smaller or older dogs, so limit them to small cubes or shavings. You should also hold the ice if it makes a pet lap up water too quickly. It can put them at risk for bloating, a serious intestinal issue. Looking for a nutritious frozen treat for your pet? Mix some pumpkin puree with natural yogurt and peanut butter. Freeze it in ice cube trays for a cold treat on a hot summer day. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. While much of the country is still dealing with the first wave of coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci said this week that unless they keep players in a bubble, the NFL may not be able to play this fall if there's a second wave of COVID-19. Correspondent Brian Todd looks into the issue.
It's still unclear whether the NFL will allow fans in its stadiums if and when it starts the season. Even without them, epidemiologist Larry Brilliant worries about what could happen if the league doesn't plan things out in detail.
I think the most dangerous thing that could go wrong if football resumes too soon are the incremental increase in the number of people who would show up.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said unless players are essentially in a bubble, insulated from the community, and they are tested nearly every day, it would be very hard to see how football is able to be played this fall. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
At
at Rustiac Ford. The summer savings start now. And it's never been a better time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer on over 400 new Ford F-150s, Explorers, Rangers, Mustangs, and so much more. Now, Rustiac Ford will give you 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on all new 2019 and 2020 Fords in stock. 0% financing on every new vehicle in our lot and on all remaining new 2019 Ford F-150s. Get 0% APR financing for up to 84 months. Plus, get $3,000 off MSRP on every new 2019 F-150 in stock, even on Raptors. And you keep all discounts and Ford rebates. So get your summer off to a sizzling start only at Rustiac Ford or RustiacFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade. Office hours, selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Normal customers qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Limited term financing, which excludes Raptors, Super Duty, T350 and 500. Office expires June 30th, 2020.
The Major League Players Union makes a counteroffer to baseball's proposal. Correspondent John Stolness has more.
One day after the league's offer to the players' union of a 60-game season at full prorated salaries, the union has answered back with a proposal to play 70 games. They've also offered to quarantine for the postseason and play at a neutral site if the pandemic threatens the playoffs in order to assure the World Series is played. The union wants full salary for players who opt out because they or a family member is high risk, and they're offering owners the right to sell advertisements and patches on uniforms for this year and next, as well as an expanded postseason the next 2 years. It's now up to the league to decide if they want to make a compromise counterproposal or force the players to play a 60-game season. I'm John Stolness.
The players also suggesting the postseason be conducted at a neutral site if the pandemic threatens the playoffs. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
I thought I would need a math degree to start a real savings program, but my financial advisor showed me how the numbers add up. We put together a program with CDs, automatic savings, and more.
Talk to us about jumpstarting your savings. We have every different savings plan for every individual. We're sure to have one that'll help you meet your goals fast. Substantial penalty for early withdrawal. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Time to clean the house, but you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Preserve your favorite leaves and flowers to enjoy and share year-round. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Pounding flowers is a simple way to transfer the plant's natural dye onto paper to create works of art and greeting cards. Gather a few of your favorite leaves and flowers. Place them face down on watercolor or other rough surface paper. Remove any stems, sepals, or other plant parts you don't want to transfer. Once your design is set, cover with several layers of paper towel or another sheet of watercolor paper. Gently tap the leaves and flowers in place using the flat side of a hammer. Next, evenly hammer from one side of the design to the other, making sure to hit every part of each plant. Lift the paper covering and remove the flowers and leaves from the paper. Allow it to dry and carefully brush off any remaining plant pieces. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Just in time for Father's Day, it's the annual boot sale at Valley Vet Fashion Direct in Marysville. This Thursday through Sunday, find good-looking, hard-working, no-nonsense boots just like Dad for 20% off. Men's shirts are also buy one, get one half off through the end of June. Don't miss out on the Fashion Direct boot sale Thursday through Sunday.
Grocery stores devote plenty of shelf space to cereals, but the historic route those breakfast foods took to get there may just surprise you. It's next on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook for interviews and news of importance to you.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's a story suitable for the breakfast table.
It started probably 150 years ago when Seventh-day Adventists came to Battle Creek and set up shop. Those early folks worked real hard, and their health was poor, and they thought that there must be a better way of doing things.
So the Seventh-day Adventists began a health institution, eventually named the Battle Creek Sanitarium. One Adventist family in town was the Kellogg household.
Dr. Kellogg, as a young boy, set type at the Seventh-day Adventist Press here in Battle Creek. And James and Ellen White, the founders of the Adventist Church and also the founders of the Battle Creek Sanitarium, noted that Dr. Kellogg was intellectually sharp.
Duff Stoltz says the couple helped send the young man to school to become a doctor. He returned to Battle Creek and served as medical director of the sanitarium for over 60 years. Dr. Kellogg and his brother W.K. would constantly work to find healthy, non-meat foods for the patients there at the sanitarium.
In the process of trying to find palatable yet nutritious non-meat foods, he and his brother W.K. and the doctor's wife, Ella Eaton, experimented. In the process of working with grains, the story is told that they would boil them and they would try to do different things. They tried to roll them, and all they would do is turn into a pasty mass of whatever and wrap around the rolls.
But one experiment at the sanitarium proved to be historic.
This one day, they got called off, and when they came back, they thought, well, let's run that grain through anyway. And at that point, it made flakes.
Battle Creek became known as the Health City, and every serial entrepreneur followed Kellogg and Post to learn the secrets of the trade. Even though employees had signed documents stating they wouldn't give away serial secrets, Duff says a lot of workers must have forgotten their pledge. In the past century, over 100 cereal companies have come and gone in the town. Traveling the Countryside in Battle Creek, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction of antiques and collectibles, including furniture and household items, for the Donna and Nick Crosshour estate, Saturday, June 20th, beginning at 10 a.m. in Frankfort, 801 Kansas. Selling a walnut drop leaf kitchen table and chairs, 8-foot bookcase, end tables, some beds, plant stands, several Red Wing crocks and water coolers, a Red Wing butter churn, other primitive items, glassware including hand-painted bowls and plates, jewelry from the Glenna Galloway estate. They will also be selling guns, including a 12-gauge shotgun and 20-gauge shotgun. Household items, lawn and garden items included John Deere, LA-100 rotting mower, 19.5-horse Pullman push mower, and some of the tools and miscellaneous items. This auction for the Donna Nick Crosshour Estate, Saturday, June 20th, begins at 10 a.m. at 801 North Kansas in Frankfort. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers. See the sale bill on our auction website at KNDYRadio.com. There will be a household auction for the heirs of Leo Jim Schramm Sunday, June 21st. Sale begins at 1:30 at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Lawn and garden items include a snapper self-propelled model, mower with bagger, snapper 20-inch snowblower, steel weed trimmer, steel edger, a Works battery-powered shrub trimmer and weed trimmer. Collectible items include lots of K-State items, Pony Express items, advertising items, furniture including multiple dressers, beds, 2- and 3-drawer metal file cabinets and miscellaneous. Also selling kitchenware, household tools and miscellaneous. This household auction for the heirs of Leo Jim Schramm will be Sunday, June 21st. Sale begins at 1:30 at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Sale conducted by Don Prell Realty and Auction. Sale will be online at DonaldPrellRealtyAuction.com.
Keep an eye out for crazy worms on the crawl. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They look like harmless earthworms, but this invasive species is decimating forests and spreading to more states as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Invasive earthworm wreaking havoc in northern woodlands. It's called the crazy worm. Crazy worms disrupt the natural decomposition of leaf litter on the forest floor. They turn good soil into grainy, dry worm castings that understory plants can't grow in. They can also show up in urban parks and backyards and are aggressively spreading to more states. Larry Kaplan is an extension horticulture educator at Purdue University. He says it's hard to tell crazy worms apart from regular earthworms until you grab one.
There are some minor anatomical differences, but to be perfectly honest, I would even need a picture in front of me to be able to tell them apart. But mostly it's the behavior. While all earthworms will kind of squirm around trying to get out of your hand if you pick one up out of the ground, the crazy worms will be really thrashing about wildly. It's almost like it's bouncing around or jumping.
They have a voracious appetite and life cycle, which gives them a competitive edge. In areas with crazy worms, there are no other species of earthworm. Kaplan says departments of natural resources want you to be aware of this growing issue and do what you can to not spread them.
If you are sharing plants with other gardeners, you may want to wash the soil off the roots to make sure you're not moving earthworms and other critters with your plant. When you buy landscape plants, make sure that you're buying from reputable nurseries and garden centers, and make sure that if you are using compost, that it's been completely composted up to the appropriate temperatures.
Learn more about crazy worms at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Yeah.
always look forward to spring. I love digging in the dirt, planting my garden. When the seeds turn into fragrant and colorful blooms and delicious vegetables, it almost seems like a miracle. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. But to be honest, gardening isn't always easy work. It requires dedication. And when rabbits and deer nibble on the plants, you realize you really aren't guaranteed anything. But there's a beauty in the process of watching things grow. Think about your financial life as a garden. You plant many seeds and you tend to them. Some ideas of seeds? Well, maybe you're working on paying down debt. Maybe you're creating emergency savings accounts. Or maybe you're planting seeds to be there in retirement. These activities may produce a harvest quickly, or they may not bear fruit for years to come. But your efforts now will help you lead a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity for the road ahead.
The Farmers to Families Food Box Program. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
Proper pesticide use starts with reading and following the product label. The Growing Matters Coalition shares key advice growers can take to help reduce potential pesticide exposure or harm to insect pollinators. Leslie Garcia is Manager of Sustainability and Stewardship at Valent USA.
It is essential to educate and continuously train anyone who works with pesticides to ensure that stewardship practices are maintained. Be sure that anyone who handles and applies pesticides understands the label on the container. If in doubt, seek clarification from the manufacturer or your local ag advisor or other county or state ag department. The use of integrated pest management and good stewardship practices employs a combination of methods that control pests and minimize risks to pollinators and other beneficial insects.
There's more information at growingmatters.org.
When the pandemic disrupted food supply chains, the U.S. Department of Agriculture created and implemented the Farmers to Families Food Box Program. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue.
The growers who grow this food, to the people who process it, to those who distribute it. This is the best of what we can do. It's doing right and feeding everyone.
We're pulling together healthy, nutritious food produced by our great farmers to be distributed to those in need.
Perdue was at one distribution in Pennsylvania where he estimated 1,000 cars lined up to receive food boxes.
Charitable food distribution and food banks have been important for a long time. They really come to light here with so many people out of work now, people they've never seen before or routinely don't see because the tragedy of being out of work and not having food.
The USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service heads up the program and sources food from farmers. AMS Administrator Bruce Summers.
For the Agricultural Marketing Service, this is really a brand new way of doing business. We typically buy tractor trailer loads of food that go to distribution centers for things like school lunch and other federal feeding nutrition programs. So this box program is really pretty innovative. We're shooting for somewhere around 40 million boxes.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we continue to track the wheat harvest across the Mid-America region right here on the Mid-America Ag Network, brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Syngenta AgriPro Seed, Abilene Machine, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. We checked in with Jamie Schimper, with Schimper harvesting out of Nebraska as they're currently harvesting out of Pratt, Kansas. And we asked them how smooth the harvest is going in Pratt.
We're over here at Pratt, Kansas with five of them. We had two of them over at Kinsley. It's kind of where we'll be at. We're bumping into green every day, Andy, but the same time we're able to keep moving, and we're gonna have to be out in western Kansas here by first of next week, so we got to keep them moving. So we're bumping some green today. We're not having dry loads every load, but we're making it work.
Well, I was gonna say, and we got some weather moving in the next couple of days. Is that gonna complicate things?
Yep.
At all,
it could complicate things, or it could make things better to where maybe it'll even up the ripeness and everything will just go instead of having green bottoms and green channels and have absolutely everything ripe for it. It's not so confusing to get a load of wheat.
Yeah, no doubt. How's the protein and the quality looking, what you've been harvesting so far?
Right, so we've had some decent protein, some at 9, but also some at 11. So it hasn't been a lot, but at the same time, there's some. It's dependent upon what part of the county you're on.
And as you mentioned, heading out to western Kansas here by early next week, that Syracuse and some parts of western Kansas are beginning to test the waters with their harvesting. Are you guys all set for that? And what kind of quality do you expect to come out of western Kansas already?
You know, Yes and no. So I go to Scott City. So on the east side of Scott City, Andy, we had some zeroed out because it's just too dang dry. So on the west side of Scott City, we have some 25 bushel continuous wheat, but we also have some 55 to 60 bushel summer follow. So the irrigated wheat should make in that same range of 65 to 70. But, you know, last year we had an average of 94 on 6,000 acres. So, I mean, when you compare apples to apples on that, it's hard to cut a 60 bushel crop for them guys when it made average 94 last year. So.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A coalition of national grower trade associations that represents farmers, ranchers, and their families nationwide is urging the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Ninth Circuit to reject an NGO call to invalidate EPA's dicamba existing stocks order for three dicamba products whose registrations were immediately vacated by the court earlier in the month. American Farm Bureau, American Soybean Association, National Cotton Council of America, the National Association of Wheat Growers, National Corn Growers, and National Sorghum Producers have filed an amicus brief supporting EPA's position against the NGO petition that seeks to invalidate EPA's dicamba existing stocks order and hold the agency in contempt, citing the catastrophic consequences that could result if the NGO's request is granted. The Growers Coalition brief filed June 16th makes the case for farmers caught in the highly frustrating and costly situation amid prime planting season and the narrow weed control window. The letter says neither a mid-season cancellation nor a vector unplants a seed, retroactively tills a field, or clears a storehouse of products purchased for lawful use under the prior registration. Immediately banning the use of existing stocks of Xtendimax, Ingenia, and Fexapan would financially devastate America's soybean and cotton growers, they say, who invested an estimated $4.28 billion in seed and hundreds of millions of dollars in herbicides. An estimated 64 million acres of dicamba-tolerant seed is already in the ground. Importantly, with no viable weed control alternative, they say, that can realistically be deployed over the next several weeks, with respected losses estimated as much as $10 billion and $800 million. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Plura.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you to talk about what else, postponements, and cancellations. We'll talk about even more coming in after this message. But if you're looking to increase your profit per acre, and really who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Plura.com. Plura.com has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. And Plura makes it easy to join the green rush. Simply call 389 303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. But call now, 989-303-8178. Check out Plura.com. That's F-L-U-R-A, Plura.com. Well, as I started the week, I end the week talking about postponements and cancellations and the different means being used to carry out events that we took for granted for years, but that we have to rethink and do differently this year. State FFA conventions have been interesting. I haven't had the opportunity to attend any, but neither have many FFA members, because the FFA conventions that I've heard about in every part of the country have been virtual conventions. Very few blue-jacketed FFA members in the auditorium or in the exhibit area or in the program area. No, they've done it by technology. And all of the work that you would normally do face-to-face at that convention, they still carried out what they had to do, not as well as they would perhaps like to, but they did get it done. And then we're still waiting to hear from some of the state fairs, and I've received quite a few emails from people saying, can you mention our fair or can you mention our event? And yes, I can, if you will send the information to me on what the event might be and what's happened from the standpoint of the current year's scheduling. The county fairs, and I'll mention this again to 4-H and FFA members and adult livestock exhibitors, you're going to have to learn how to be a pretty good TV cameraman, because most of the livestock judging will take place on a video screen. Because as an exhibitor, 4-H or FFA member or adult exhibitor, you'll have to shoot videotape of your animal to then be screened by a judge sitting in a room that may be hundreds of miles away from the actual show ring at the county fair or the state fair. But with so many events in rural communities, I would hope that some way or another we'll find a way to get them done and to postpone them for a year, hoping that we'll be out of this COVID-19 mess a year from now when it's time again to host and attend these special events to help city folks understand agriculture and to give them the opportunity to talk face-to-face with the people who puts food on their table, a roof over their head, clothing on their back, and now energy thanks to ethanol and other biofuels. We hope that this is a one-year break, but again, if your event is postponed or canceled, let me know at email address bigosam@aol.com. Send your information to me, and I'll be happy to share it with the audience here on National Farm Report. That is National Farm Report, brought to you by Plura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Plura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Livestock owners who need quick forage might consider planting oats. Oats are an excellent bridge while you're waiting for the pasture grasses to grow on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now.
Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
A friend who plants a small patch of oats at the farm to harvest for grain and straw bedding. He doesn't graze it, but he could if the pasture wasn't coming in. Vic Martin is an ag instructor at Barton County Community College in Kansas. He says oats are best suited for hay or silage, but can also provide a quick, high-quality food source for cattle, sheep, and horses. Once planted, oats are ready for grazing in 4 to 5 weeks under good growing conditions.
Let it get about 6-7 inches of good growth on it. And you go out and then kind of tug on it, make sure that it's well rooted so it's not going to come out easily. And then you can turn them out. You want to graze them rapidly enough that you don't let it start to get more stemmy. And you don't want to graze it so hard that you kind of kill the plant back. That's something that you have to keep an eye on.
Martin says a good way to manage an oat pasture is to divide it up into paddocks. Graze one section hard until the plants are down to about 2 inches, then move the animals to the next paddock. Oats have a high nutritional value, and you can graze it according to your needs.
This is 8-9% protein, 55-60% total digestible nutrients. They don't need to be on it all day. You can turn them out for a while and then bring them in, or turn them out and bring them to an adjacent pasture. So there's a whole variety of things depending on how much labor and time that whoever's doing this wants to put into it.
Oats are often used as a companion crop when producers are starting alfalfa fields. When they take the first cutting, high-quality oats are in it too. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about grazing oat pastures at agriculture.com.
Let the kids have fun with this month's Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. The Playset Fixin' Fun Outdoor Grill is $39.99 and the Handyman Playset Workbench just $69.99. Air up swimming pools, inflatables, tires, and more with the DeWalt 20-volt Max Cordless Air Inflator for $109.99. Light up your workspace with an under-cabinet 24-inch LED light bar for just $27.99. Shop while supplies last at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
On a Friday today, a lot of bouncing back and forth as wheat is back up in the green today after they've been struggling throughout the morning. July corn right now is up 1.5 to 3.32, and a half September corn is up 1.5 to 3.37. Even in the wheat, as we did see starting off in the red, now in the green, July is up 1.75 to 4.85 and a quarter. September wheat is up 0.5 to 4.89. And a quarter. When it comes to KC wheat, July KC wheat is up 4.25 to 4.32 3/4, with September KC wheat up 3 3/4 to 4.40 1/2. Over in the soybeans, we still see it mostly green, but it is mixed, as July soybeans are up 4 points right now to 8.77. Even August soybeans are up 4 points to 8.76 1/2. Soybean meal still struggling a little bit. July down 1.40 to 2.87 40. August is down 90 cents to 2.89 70. Oil for soybeans are down, up for July right now, 45 cents to 28.51, and August is up 45 cents to 28.70. Cotton, they've been consistent over the last couple of days, as July is up 64 cents to 61.81, and October up 63 cents to $60 even for right now. Livestock, they've been bouncing back and forth today, back in the red a little bit. June live cattle down 57 cents to 95.50. August is down 12 cents to 95.97. Feeder cattle, same story here, 2 cents down for August to 132.95, and September is down 17 cents to 134.07. Lean hogs for July, still in the red here. They've had a couple of rough days, down 127 right now for July to 48.62, and August lean hogs are down 32 cents to 53.15. And a quick look at some of the other markets, as we see metals right now all in the green, as June gold is up to 17.46.40, silver for July is up 36 cents to 17.87, and copper is up 2 pennies. 2261. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.